I'd like to start off by telling you one of the probably, I'm going to say, darkest day of my priesthood, and it happened during Hurricane Harvey. During the storm, you know, we knew it was coming ashore, and we saw, like, worst-case scenarios that it could rain 40 to 50 inches. And so my whole prayer during that time was like, Lord, don't let it be that bad, right? Lord, you are the God of the universe. You are the creator of all things. Send that storm on a path that'll not lead to catastrophic flooding. Course of the storm, rained for 5 days, right? We all lived through it. We know it. We know what happened. We saw our neighbors flood out. We saw people that needed to be rescued. During the whole time, I'm praying, Lord, just let the rain stop. Lord, heaven and earth, they obey your commands. Just let the rain stop. One of the nights in the storm, and I don't remember because they were all running together, I had pretty much reached the end, right? Lord, we've been praying nonstop, like we've had enough rain, right? Let it move on. I'm looking at my social media feed, and I got friends in Kingwood, and I got friends in Meyerland, because I was assigned to both of those parishes in previous assignments. And I'm watching them send out these social media messages saying, hey, please pray for us. Like, the water's rising fast. Like, does anybody know who we need to call if we need to be rescued out of our homes? They're taking pictures and videos of the water, like, rushing like a river through their communities. And I am sitting there just fuming and praying and saying, God, where are you? It got to the point I went to the tabernacle in the church where I was, and I held up my phone to the tabernacle, and I said, Jesus, I know you don't have social media, but I want to show you what's happening to your sons and daughters. I want you to see what's happening to my friends in Kingwood, your sons and daughters in Kingwood and in Meyerland, and wake up, because we can't take it anymore. I felt like Jesus was asleep on the boat and the city of Houston was drowning. We were in water up to our bottom lip. Later that day, I celebrated Mass. And when it came time for the Eucharist, and I always talk about the Eucharist and the real presence this way, I said, as Catholics, we believe that when the priest says the word of Jesus, nature obeys. When the priest says, take this and eat it, this is my body, this is my blood, it is no longer bread and wine, it becomes the body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord. So I'm telling people all the time that when God speaks, nature obeys. When he says at the beginning of creation, let there be light, there's light. When he says, let there be birds in the sky and fish in the sea, there's birds and fish. When he says to the blind man, have sight, be healed, the blind man has sight. When he says to the cripple, rise, take up your mat and walk, the man can walk. Because when the Lord speaks, nature obeys. When Jesus stands up and says to nature, be still, storm, calm down, stop raining, and it does that. I held up the Eucharist that morning, and I had a voice inside me that says, it's just bread. Okay, nothing can really shatter your faith if you're a Catholic priest, like starting to doubt the truth of the real presence. Right? But that's where I was. That's what I was feeling. And I think I was feeling that for two reasons. First of all, because evil is real. Because the devil likes to mess with us. Because the devil likes to make us think that God's not listening. And the second reason that I think that voice was coming inside me is because as a priest, I stand as the high priest for all of the people that I serve, all of the people that I love. And like today, when I celebrate the Eucharist, I am going to lift up your prayers to the Lord, and I'm going to stand as your advocate. I'm going to stand as your representative to bring whatever it is that you've got on your heart and your soul. I'm going to bring that to the Lord Jesus. And so I think that voice that came from inside of me that says, look, this isn't what you think it is, was also the despair of so many people in the city of Houston. They were crying out to God, Lord, just let the rain stop. Don't let it come into my house. Don't let it take away all of my savings and everything that I hold dear. Let all my family be safe. And the rains and the water, they kept happening. A little bit out after this dark moment, I went before the Lord again in the tabernacle, and I said, Lord, I'm sorry for doubting, but I really, really, really need you to show your mercy and your love to your sons and daughters. And what happened in the aftermath of Hurricane Harvey? We saw people helping each other. We saw what we heard in Romans today, people helping each other, loving their neighbors themselves, lending a hand to those who are in need, people taking all of the clothes in their closet and donating it to charity, saying, look, I can always buy more clothes. There's a lot of people who lost everything. The generosity that we saw, the way that God worked in the aftermath of that storm, was him saying, I'm here for you. It was him saying to us, I know you felt like I was asleep. I know you felt like you were drowning, but I had you. When I reflected on the water being up to our bottom lip and thinking we couldn't take it anymore, guys, I think the water was way deeper than that. But it was the prayers of everybody around the world who was praying for us. It was our prayers for each other that was lifting us up so that our lips could stay above the water. We saw reality, what Jesus talked about in Matthew's gospel today. Where two or three are gathered in my name, I am present in their midst. The Lord Jesus gave us mercy. He gave us the mercy of each other. Strangers who came to our city with their boats to help out. People helping each other, people loving, people setting their differences aside to say, look, there is mercy, there is peace, there is love here. And that's what the Lord, that's what He does for us. Because He loves us. Now, my friends, we look around the world, right? And we see all of the things that are going on. We see the storms, we see the fires, we see the earthquakes. We see all the things that Jesus talks about in Luke 21 that says, hey, look, I'm going to come back again, and these are the things you're going to see. You're going to see things happening in the stars and in the sun. You're going to see storms and earthquakes. You're going to see fires. And that's when I'll be coming back. Now, I'm not going to sit here and tell you the end is coming, but I am going to tell you that Jesus Christ is in charge, that God is in charge, and that if it is time for Him to come back and say, all right, it's come, it's time to come, we need to be ready. We need to heed the words of the prophet Ezekiel that if we are doing something wrong, if we need to repent, if we need to change the way we're doing things, then we need to do that because we need to be ready. And we need to trust. We need to trust that God will continue to love us. We need to trust that God will continue to be here with us. My friends, this hurricane that we saw in our city is a great opportunity for us to evangelize. To evangelize on how we are to treat each other with love, kindness, respect, and dignity. There's a lot of things that are going on in our world, in our culture, in our society where we are not treating each other with love, with respect, with dignity. We are not treating our environment and creation with the respect that we should. We are not treating each other with love and respect. And the Lord, He might be trying to tell us something. All of these events that we saw, those of us that lived through the devastation and the horrific visions and all of the things that Hurricane Harvey brought us, the Lord is saying, trust me. Trust me. I'm here. I love you. I want you to trust me and I want you to change your heart to come back to me. That's what we have here is an opportunity. An opportunity to let the Lord Jesus into our heart, to let Him into our lives so that we can help change the world. Hurricane Harvey was a devastating, catastrophic event. And I'm sure that many of you in this room either lost personal property or you know someone dear to you, either a family, a friend, a co-worker, who lost everything. But because they're alive and because they have faith, they've lost nothing. We need to remember that this storm caused us a lot of turmoil, a lot of strife. But in the midst of all of it, the Lord Jesus is here. He is going to carry us. He is going to help us. He's going to help us grow in faith so that we can share love with the world. As we continue our prayer today, we pray for all of those in the world who are in need, all of those who are suffering from natural disasters, all of those who are suffering from storms in their own heart, that the Lord Jesus in His mercy may come to them so that they can turn their hearts, so that we can live out together the great love that God has in store for us. And as we continue our prayer today, we trust in God that whatever we ask in His name, where two or three of us are gathered, He will listen. He will respond. May the gracious love of the Lord bring us healing. May He give us strength. And may He help us get through all of the storms in our lives and in our world.